Sina Kerr is a dairy farmer, a mother, a grandmother, and now a state senator. Kerr was appointed by the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to replace State Senator Steve Montenegro, who left office to run for the United States Congress. Kerr tells KAWC's Lou Gum about her first weeks on the job.
Talk a little bit about this last few weeks. Trial by fire or incredible life lessons? How are you categorizing this last month?
Well, that all of the above. Just a great opportunity, you know, when Senator Montenegro resigned to run for the Congressional District 8 seat. It just all happened so quickly. And so, you know, a lot of trial by fire and just, you know, asking a lot of questions. What I've been so appreciative of is just the helpfulness of everyone. Just stepping up, you know, and, you know, here's resources for this or resources for that. And, you know, just everybody pitching in and helping me out, you know, even on the Senate floor when I wasn't quite sure when to push which button, you know, different ones just kind of whispering to me to how to do those things. So it's just been an incredible time, and I'm just so thankful for the opportunity.
For my community, agriculture obviously is big business. It's also a lifestyle. What do you know about Yuma Ag and some of the challenges in this region?
You know, I've been so thankful to get to go down there and do some tours. I was involved with the Project Central, which is the Center for Rural Leadership, and we got to go down and see the lettuce being harvested, getting to see all of the amazing work that goes on there. And I think some of the issues are what we face, you know, generally across the state, but, you know, each area and each commodity seems to have their own set of issues and things that they have to work through. But, you know, water is always a huge topic, air quality, labor issues, all those things, you know, that matter a great deal and help keep our farmers in business.
Let's talk a little bit about education and the importance of education in the state. Talk a little bit about why that's important to you and what you think the role of government is, especially state government, is in ensuring that every kid in Arizona gets a good education.
Yes, yeah, so my youngest daughter is a public school teacher, and just from a very young age, when she was in second grade, just, you know, dreamed of being a teacher, and she, you know, she saw it through, and just, you know, seeing some of the struggles that she's been through, not only teacher pay, but, you know, classroom size, you know, just different issues that the teachers deal with on a daily basis.
You're kind of new ears for us in the state capitol. Are you satisfied with the conversations around education that you're hearing among your colleagues and peers? Are you satisfied that that it's a topic that's being addressed?
Yes, I've been very satisfied. I'm very excited, you know, with you know, the governor's focus in the budget, and then when I'm hearing from my colleagues, a lot of priority and importance being placed, you know, on our education, and I feel like there's just a real, you know, a lot of attention and intention, you know, to continue to improve and so we can have the best success for our teachers and for the students.
Well, hopefully, Senator, this is the first of many conversations we'll have with you over this legislative session. That's State Senator Sina Kerr, who was appointed to LD-13's Senate seat in early January. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Lou. I appreciate it.